How did things go for you and your agents at Hunt Real Estate?
Well, to begin with, we've been this has been talked about for over a year now. So it's not like we were just waiting to see what happened. We knew what was going to happen, and so we began a process of education for all of our people across all six regions beginning probably 8 months ago. So it's nothing new for our people.
With this going on, as far as the rule changes, what adjustments have you had to make since these rules took effect?
Well, fundamentally, there's only two things that are changed, if you want to call it that, in our business. Number one, we can no longer publish an offering to another broker or cooperating broker in the MLS system. Before all this happened, what we were doing, which was a course of action for probably 80 years, was that we would submit a listing to the multiple listing system, and in that listing, we would make an offering to all of the brokers, a percentage offering, which worked extremely well, was very transparent, and we had very rarely, I mean, if ever, any objection from any buyer or seller about that. That was one. So now we no longer can publish that offering to another broker. It doesn't mean we don't do it. It just means that we can't publish it in the MLS. And because things like Zillow are fed from the MLS, it will no longer appear in Zillow, for example. So if I represent a buyer, I can no longer go to any system and know exactly what I'm going to be paid if I bring a buyer to that particular listing. So that's number one. So the transparency is gone. We have to call on every single listing now, and every other broker needs to call us. The second thing is that we now are required to sign an agency agreement with buyers right up front, which has technically always been the case since the 90s in New York State, for example, where our law of agency specified that we had to sign a buyer agency agreement with any buyer at what was called the first substantive meeting. Well, now that substantive meeting doesn't have to be that much substance. It means the first time we engage a buyer, or a buyer engages us, I should say, we have to sign a buyer agency agreement with them specifying exactly what they would have to pay in the event that there was no payment forthcoming from the seller through the listing broker.
How do you think these new rules will change the way you do business?
Well, I'm fairly well convinced it's not going to change a real lot. It's just going to mean that we have to educate our buyers up front, which maybe some people in the industry were doing and others weren't. And secondly, it's going to be more difficult for our sales professionals to know what they're going to be paid on any given transaction. Let me give you a perfect example. Let's say we're working with a buyer under a buyer agency agreement, a young buyer, first-time buyer. They want to buy their first house, and they're working hard to put the money together for the down payment and closing costs. What if they have to pay a commission on top of that by virtue of the fact that they signed a buyer agency agreement saying that they're going to be paying that agent, the buyer agent, for the services that they're going to render? And if there's no forthcoming commission through the listing agent to the buyer agent, the buyer will have to pay that. Well, if you think about it, if I've got all my cash available to be invested in the down payment and closing costs, how am I going to pay that buyer agent? Well, I'm not going to be able to. So the buyer agent will have to say to that buyer, well, let's look at this. If you want to look at 123 Main Street, the seller is not offering any commission to the cooperating broker. So you will have to pay me. Well, what's the buyer going to say? Well, I guess I can't look at that house then. So we have to look at really who's being helped and who's being harmed by these new rules. The only people, well, let's go back to the lawsuit itself just for a second. Lawsuit settlements themselves, there's approximately $1 billion in settlement dollars from various parties to that suit. A whole chunk of that's of course going to go to the attorneys involved. There are six law firms involved in the settlement so far. The other portion of the commission that would then, or the settlement that would go directly to the plaintiffs, if you divide that by the number of plaintiffs, some people have estimated that it's as little as $7 per plaintiff to as high as $30 or $40 per plaintiff. That's not going to do them a lot of good, let's put it bluntly. So these lawsuits and the settlements are really doing nothing to help hardly anyone. And they're doing a lot to harm a lot of people, in my opinion, a lot of potential people that want to buy a home.